Shalom Aleichem, everyone. This is Shlomo Katz, and welcome to the Soul of Israel on thelandofisrael.com, on the Land of Israel Network. Today's show is going to be a little bit different, a tad. We're not just broadcasting live on Facebook, but we're also going to open up with a nigun, with a melody, a chant, a mantra, if you will, to get us into the right zone, because today's show is very delicate and it's a very sensitive one. Simple, not too crazy deep, but very just soft and melodic. So we'll go right through this. The words are from the Zohar, from the magnum opus of Jewish mysticism. And the words mean, Lord, you fill all worlds and surround all worlds, and without you, there is no world at all. Memale kol alamin, mesovev kol alamin, umi bal adecha, ein shum metziut klal. Memale kol alamin, mesovev kol alamin, umi bal adecha, ein shum metziut klal. Memale kol alamin, mesovev kol alamin, umi bal adecha, ein shum metziut klal. Memale kol alamin, mesovev kol alamin, umi bal adecha, ein shum metziut klal. Lord, you fill all worlds and surround all worlds, and Lord, without you there is no world at all. Lord, you fill all the worlds and surround all worlds, and Lord, without you there is no world at all. Lord, you fill all worlds and surround all worlds, and Lord, without you there is no world at all. Lord, you fill all the worlds and surround all worlds, and Lord, without you there is no world at all. Di 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 dai 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 di di dai 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 me male kol alamin me solvev kol alamin umi baladecha ein shum metziut klal. Lord, you fill all the worlds and surround all worlds, and Lord, without you there is no world at all. Ashreinu, we're praiseworthy. Thank you so much, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, for the opportunity to bring a little bit of consciousness and awareness into our hearts and into our souls. Without you, there is no world at all. I'm so honored to have another week of sharing a little bit of soul time with my two precious brothers, Rabbis Ari Abramowitz and Rabbis Jeremy Gappel. Shalom Aleichem, guys.
Shalom. That was beautiful.
That was, is that?
That's a new niggun.
That's not my melody. That's a melody written by a very special soul, Rabbi Michal Shapiro, Michael Shapiro, who currently resides in Scottsdale, Arizona. Many of his nigunim are very much like this, very, you know, just there. Puts you right there, you know, very. We'll do more of his over the time coming, but that song always kind of just put things into proportion for me. It just made things like, okay, you're gonna say a lot of stuff, you're gonna learn a lot of things, and but 1 second. Memale kol almin, mesaviv kol almin. God fills all worlds and surrounds all worlds. And without that, without him, without her, without Hashem, ein shum metzius klal. Just to bring that into our consciousness, that if it wasn't for Hashem allowing us to just be together right now, learning the Parsha, sharing some of our heart and soul, then it just wouldn't happen. And yeah, some of us say, of course we know that. It's one thing to know that, and there's one thing to live that. So please God, for the few minutes that we have together, we will be living it and not just knowing it.
That was actually my experience in your song, that by the third time you were singing that already, it was going deeper, it was becoming more. Because it's not just like, okay, yeah, I know that. There's no way to really know that. It's something that you can spend your entire life meditating on and only scratching the surface.
Correct.
Of. It's like Ein Od Milvado, and that would be the subtext to Ein Od Milvado. It's, you know, there's nothing but Hashem in the world. It's really beautiful.
Yeah, Baruch Hashem, good. How's your week been so far?
Thank God. I have a dog for the first time in my entire life that's here in the room with us. His name is Asai.
I think we should call him Asai.
That was your wife's idea, right?
That's a great idea.
I'm thinking of going with Asaf.
Asaf will make us a little bit happy every time we say it.
That's
Rabbi Gimpel. And how's your week been?
This week was a monumental week. It was like so much build up, bar mitzvah celebrations, love you reading the Torah, the bar mitzvah party. And then like yesterday was like pressure. Decompress. Yesterday was like the best day ever.
I won't tell that to your son who had the bar mitzvah.
No, I told him. We worked hard to make that whole weekend very special. And Baruch Hashem, it really was mevorach, a blessed.
I shared with your wife and with you and with Ari them. My wife and I are so tremendously moved by seeing a child growing up in Eretz Yisrael, not just knowing that he's growing up in Eretz Yisrael, but living, like we were talking about, living the fact that he lives in Eretz Yisrael. So I want to continue with the opening vibe and take it to a very beautiful place. If I had to ask all our beautiful listeners all over the world, who would you think is the most consciously aware figure in the Torah? Who would it be?
Moshe?
I guess I would have to give
maybe
Moshe.
Adam before the eating of the fruit.
That's a good answer. I mean, those of us that are with us on Facebook Live, feel free to chime in and give your thoughts, I agree with you. You'd probably say Moshe. In fact, we refer to Moshe. Lo kam bi Yisrael ke Moshe. Oh, there was never anyone like Moshe Rabbeinu, which would probably mean that he was probably the most conscious and aware, and lived with being in tune. He was in a, like we say, uzaram. He really flowed with Hashem all the time. So if someone's really that consciously aware and in tune, the following pasuk from our parsha, towards the end of the parsha, is very intriguing. Open your hearts, listen to this pasuk. This is the end of the current Torah portion that we're going to be reading this Shabbos, Parshat Mishpatim. It's chapter 24, verse 12. Perek Chavdalet, pasuk Yudbet. V'yomer el Hashem el Moshe, ale elai hahara veheyesham. Those five words have changed my life. Changed my life about 10 years ago when we learned it for the first time. Hashem tells Moshe, Ale Elai Hahara, go up to me, to the mountain. That's okay. Then those next two words are very, very strange. Veheyesham. What does that mean?
And be there.
And be there. Ale Elai Hahara Veheyesham. Why does Moshe Rabbeinu, why does he need to be told to be there? Isn't it a given that if he's going to do something so holy, like come up to Hashem, that he's not going to be there? Of course he's going to be there. So what's the Torah really telling us? And we have a really neat exercise to figure out what Hashem is really telling Moshe Rabbeinu. How many of you actually are tuning into us right now? Well, don't answer us, because if you're tuned into us, you'll be able to answer. But could be that my question to you has actually distracted you from something else that you're doing while you're listening or while you're watching us. I know myself how often I take upon myself something holy. I will go to a shul. I'll go to a shiur, to a learning of Torah. I'll download a Torah podcast. I'll do something that really has content and quality. But I just do it. Ale alei ahara. I go up to the mountain. But veheyesham? I'm rarely there. In fact, I have to listen to that thing which I downloaded about 4 times just to get the gist of what the whole broadcast was all about. This thing happens to us all the time. It's not that we don't engage in holiness. We engage all the time in approaching holiness. Ale alei ahara. But even Moshe Rabbeinu need to be told, it's not enough just to come up to the mountain. Mindfulness, which has become the hottest word out there today.
I've been looking up Jon Kabat-Zinn told me about.
So we're going to come to him in a second. Correct. Mindfulness has become this, if you want to show someone that you're in, a spiritually open person, you'll say, what am I busy with these days? I'm busy with mindfulness. Now, that's a very sexy word, if you will. But what does that actually mean, to be mindful? It's a whole avoda. It's a whole work of the nefesh. In fact, in our learning that we have in the mornings in our synagogue, which, Ari, we've been missing you.
Yeah.
You're not there. Shame.
I'm gonna start coming.
Please.
I will.
Please. Esav can wait outside, but you can come inside the shul. So in the learnings of the Piyasetz Rebbe from Bnei Machshava Torah that we've been learning, and it's been blowing our minds, we've been focusing on the fact that the translation for the book was called Conscious Community, to be conscious. And we realized that there are so many synagogues where people do come to shul, but that kind of ends there. Even if they get a word in there, that's not what's happening. There's barely any veheyesham. There's a feeling of accomplishment and achievement by Ale Elai Ahara. But God telling Moshe Rabbeinu over here, listen, Moshe Rabbeinu, you can even choose to do the holiest thing in the world, like come up to the mountain, but will you actually just be there? And that's what's happening even right now as we're speaking. For us that are engaged in talking and transmitting words to each other, it's much easier to be there because we have to involve many more senses than just the sense of, sight or hearing. But for the typical listener who's chosen to tune into us, it's so hard to hold on to one show. It's just so hard to, and especially in today's day and age of social media, it makes it almost impossible for the concept of veheyesham to take place. However, that is a prerequisite to really accepting and internalizing the Torah. There's no other way for the Torah to play any role or function in your life unless the veheyesham is there. And I know so many people that are stuck in this place of wondering, I don't understand what's going on with me. I've taken on so many good and holy things in my life, and nothing seems to have changed. What's transpired? Or what hasn't transpired? What's lacking over there? Is that we don't really put an emphasis in the Western world that we live in, that mindset of achievements, of goal-oriented mindset. We can't imagine that veheyesham, and just being there, is a big goal. It's something masterful that you could achieve. But in the world of the Spirit, in the world of the Torah, that's everything. That's more than any tractate that you finish or any text-oriented goal that you've achieved, being there with it. Nothing can come close to it. Nothing. So we're trying to, what we have to do today, I think one of the greatest spiritual revolutions that we need to cause in the land of Israel, because you want to go and try to make something happen in the world, it starts from here. Mindfulness, learning that from this pasuk and this parsha, is something that the whole world is waiting for us to get our acts together in. And I think we're on our way, but we haven't really defined what it means to receive the Torah. Receiving the Torah means Ale Elai Ahara Veheyesham, and actually be there.
I just came back from a lecture tour from Australia. Maybe this was 6 months ago. I was invited to speak in the Jewish community in Sydney, and then I was in Melbourne, then I was in New Zealand. And on my way back, I stopped off in China on the flight back to Israel. And I'm in the airport there, and I'm in China, and I'm seeing all these Chinese people. And then for some reason, this book just like stuck out of me in the the bookstore there. And it was like a book on Buddhism. And I'm like, okay, I'm here. That book is calling me. It's like a small book. I'm going to read the book about Buddhism and mindfulness. That's literally what the marketing pitch of that book. And I'm like, okay, let's see like what's being offered to the masses now in the Eastern philosophies. And I felt like, although there was wisdom there, there was interesting training there, what really lacked in just the sort of mainstream mindfulness book that I read was Shiviti Hashem Lenegdi Tamid. It's not just a matter of being aware and conscious of what you're doing and not letting your thoughts kind of go into different places, but actually be focused in what you're doing and then elevate it to Hashem. Meaning some people like Buddhism is all about kind of escaping the pain of this world, staying focused on the present, because in the present there's no fear of the future and there's no pain of the past. Just stay focused and present and mindful of what you're doing
now. Eliminating suffering.
Exactly. Right. Just to stay focused and mindful of what's happening now, and then all of the other pain will go away. And Judaism, I think, is so much more powerful than that, because we're not escaping suffering or pain or fears of the future or pain of the past, but we're saying, be present in what you're doing now and elevate it to God. Fix the world by being present. Don't just be present in order to be present. Be present in order to accomplish our task
being
here of Tikkun Olam.
Becomes an avodah zara, and it becomes idol worship.
Exactly.
At a certain level.
Right.
I'm worshiping the present moment. What does that even mean?
Well, I'll tell you what it did for me, this 3-day silent meditation retreat. And if anyone knows the nature of an Abramowitz male, 3 days of silence is like sirut nefesh of the highest order.
Highest order. I can attest to that.
Yeah. But I'll tell you what it did for me, just on a very – it allowed me to observe myself and just have a little bit of space between my emotions and the swirling feelings and the pain, and being able to sort of look at it and say, I am observing that. I am not those things I'm going through. And then the question is, what am I? Who am I? And the deepest level is – there is no real I. It's like I'm connected with Hashem at that level, at that deep level. And I think that that's what this is about. And the fact that we're talking all of this about those 5 words, when there's thousands of commentaries and a huge parsha and all the other things we want to do, I think is a testimony. And that's what I love about learning with you so much, that sometimes I get lost in the quantitative world of things. But when I learn with you, often it could just be 3 words that you've selected, that you've read, or that's just as far as you get. You just get 3 words into it. But I emerge feeling so much closer to Hashem and serene inside, which to me is the real gauge of...
I have a question that I would like to ask. So in the analogy that I understood from you, Ale Elai Hahara, come up to the mountain, to me, is someone kind of like making that mission of going to shul, downloading a podcast, opening up a book, and then Veheyesham is actually to like just pay attention, just be there and talk to God when you're in synagogue, focus on the Torah when you're learning, listening to what we're saying, don't get distracted in this ADHD generation. I would like to ask a different question. Imagine if someone actually wants to la'alot hahar ve'lehiyot sham with Hashem. He actually wants to do that. What would you say is the right way to actually going up and just being with God? Let's say if someone wants to go out on a hike and go up to a mountaintop or out into the field, like Rabbi Nachman says, and just be there. What would you advise our listeners saying, how does someone actually accomplish that? Not downloading a podcast and doing that, but actually going up to be there with Hashem as Moshe was commanded to do. What would your advice be, Reb Shlomo?
Meaning how to take that pasuk and make it
practical. Make it theirs. Yeah.
February 2007.
Exactly.
Make it theirs. That's what we're here for anyway, right?
Yeah. I would love to hear your advice on that.
I can only say what works for me. I can't say, what works for other people. I've been blessed from a very young age to do Hitbodedut before I even knew what Hitbodedut was. Hitbodedut is the art of what's called holy aloneness. Which that's how Reb Shlomo Carbach used to translate that, which means that you take time and you start conversing with Hashem like you're talking to a good friend. Anything, just talking. And in the beginning, when you feel like it's such a hard thing to do because you feel so weird and bizarre, say that too. God, I feel this is so weird and it's not working and it's bizarre. Why do we feel it's weird and bizarre? Well, I feel like I'm, becoming crazy. And then you start talking about all the reasons why this feels weird. And before you know it, you've already become so close to that entity that you're speaking to. I don't know how any spiritual seeker today survives one day without bringing up to the surface all the things that are lying, that are hovering at, that are triggering our kishkas all the time, at our guts, that are eating us up alive, without letting it out and being verbally expressive. Like we've spoken many times in this program about being spiritually constipated. These things happen all the time. The way to release that in a holy way, Ale Elai Ahara, the Heyesh Shama, is, yeah, I'll go out to nature. That's Ale Elai Ahara. But V'heyesh Sham is that while I'm out there in nature, what's taking place? Am I speaking to Hashem or not? There's a concept called Jewish meditation. It came way before any of the nations of the world, you know, their traditions, especially the world of the East. But we have something a little bit more special than just the silence, is that, you know, we have the power of speech, which is what differentiates us from animal. It says that Vayhi Adam LaNefesh Chaya, that when God created man to be a spirit that's alive, the Targum, the translation there says LeRuach Memalela, to a spirit that speaks. When we do speak and we speak to Hashem, we're going up to Hashem, and we're that humanity, that Tzelem Elokim, is becoming manifested through our power of speech. So I don't really know how it's possible in today's day and age to go up and ascend to God's mountain without speaking to Hashem. In your own words, not the sitter, but saying, I can't believe this is happening to me, or I can't believe that happened to me in a good way. That's for me.
Yeah. And I'll tell you, we've just, you know, all of us have been blessed with this amazing spiritual magnet called our headquarters. And I go there now religiously every day. Ari lives there now. And every time I go out there,
So does Esav.
He's a good guard dog. Yeah, he's big.
Just in the street, he's totally fine. But if you come towards the headquarters, he like guards it with a fierce, which is exactly what I need.
Yeah, he's territorial. That's exactly right.
Yeah, but so, I introduced them and it was fine.
So when I go out there, I make it a very strong effort to go out there either with my guitar or without my guitar and just have time in the mountains there alone, because it's so
beautiful,
so removed. And very often when I'm just there, even not talking, but I'm just being there dedicated in order to just be there for me. Sometimes I talk, sometimes I'll play, and sometimes I'll just sit. There's a certain feeling that I get that is so special that I'm just taking my time out of my day just to be with Hashem. Sometimes I feel like Hashem is so lonely, that is this whole world out down here that he created, and all of us are so busy doing other things. And he just wants to hang out with us. And there's just a few people in the world, if you take out the billions that are here, there's like a few million that are like conscious enough to actually like reach out to him. And then having that like close, special time is such a bracha in my life. Like I wait for it every day. And our headquarters really sort of, you can sense Hashem's presence there. There's something about that place is special. But for me, I love the idea of Hitbodedut and just talking. But sometimes if that's like, if people aren't there yet, just going out and just saying like, you know, Hashem, I'm not a big talker. I'm not an Abramowitz. I'll just be here with you right now and just be with you. And even that for me is very healing. It feels very like positive. It feels uplifting. It feels like energizing. Just being there.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
What's your V'heyesham?
Well, for me, I'm not as much of a direct talking to Hashem guy. Don't get me wrong. I love that, and I do Hitbodedut. But, you know, the song you were just singing, Hashem surrounds the entire world, and Hashem is the entire world, right? And the Heschel quote, one of those that I love the most, is a righteous man is one who sees God and man at one moment at one time. That I feel like if I'm able to see the best in people, and love people and really bring happiness to people, for me, that's also a divine experience. That could, if I'm able to just be with you, Shlomo, and totally present in talking and connecting with you or anyone else, that is a big V'heyesham for me.
Because,
you know, and it also comes the most naturally and easy for me. Speaking to Hashem directly, you know, the Hashem that surrounds the world. That's a little bit more of an avoda, of a work for me.
I just want to say a thank you to Shlomo Katz for something, because I've read this parsha now, 37 years of my life? I never noticed these five words that it's Aleha V'heyesham. It just kind of glossed over that. Go up to the house and be there, and then I just kept on going.
I have those words.
It's like just such a beautiful pasuk.
Have someone paint the, commission some sort of art of those words so I can look at them and remember them. Yeah. You know, because we're on the top of a mountain. I live on the top peak.
What's happening with Ari and I is like we keep on having these psukim or ideas that kind of come up to our minds. Oh, that needs to be like engraved on a stone somewhere in the headquarters.
I feel like the guy from Memento who has like tattoos all over his body. Just like, yeshab.
But you know, when we first learned this pasuk about 10 years ago, so one of my students then, really beautiful soul, she actually came up to me a week later and said, I made a song out of these words because it touched my heart so deep. I just remembered it right now as we're learning. Maybe we'll end with that.
Yeah, that would be awesome.
If I remember the song correctly, she should forgive me if it's not exact, but it's a beautiful way of making a song out of the Torah, which was what we're supposed to be doing. And this should be a veheyeshama for the veheyesham, you know? Like the Kotzker Rebbe once said, each person should make sure that their lishma should be lishma, that their lishem shamayim, that which they do for God, should be done with the intent of doing it for God. Ale elai ha-hara ve-yesham Ale elai ha-hara ve-yesham Ale elai ha-hara ve-yesham Ale elai ha-hara ve-yesham Ascend to the top of the mountain and just make sure to be there. Ascend to the mountain and just be there. Dalali, dirari lali day, dalali, dalali, dirari dirari dalali. Ale la yahara veye. Ale elai ha-hara ve-yesham. Shalom from the holiest place in the world, land of Israel. Reach out to us, reach out to yourselves. Let's continue, be blessed to continue to have moments of ascending and actually being in that place that we have chosen to ascend to.
The best place to stay in Jerusalem is Windows of Jerusalem Apartments. Windows of Jerusalem Vacation Apartments offers luxury 5-star short and long-term rental apartments in the heart of Jerusalem city center. Elegant and modern, inviting and comfortable. The view, the location, the great apartments, and the staff will truly make you feel at home in Jerusalem. Book your stay now at windowsofjerusalem.com. That's windowsofjerusalem.com.
When I was growing up, I would read the books in the second half of the Old Testament, and sometimes I would get a little bit lost in all those prophecies of Jeremiah, Isaiah, and so on. That all changed the day I stepped foot in the land of Israel. As I harvested grapes and olives and more on the mountains of Samaria, the words of the prophets came to life right before my very eyes. Today, you could be a part of this phenomenon too. I am Caleb Waller, and I'm inviting you to step into the pages of prophecy by joining us in Israel. Go to our website, that is hayovel.com, H-A-Y-O-V-E-L.com, to connect to this amazing opportunity.